The argument goes like this. I refuse to prove that I exist, says God. For proof denies faith, and without faith I am nothing. But, says man, the Babel fish is a dead giveaway, isn't it?
I'll be devastated when you leave. I'll grow old and die in the same crappy flat, telling strangers on the street I was with you and you were nobody. Now you're famous and don't talk to me.
Vengeance keeps us sane. What a fascinating statement. You may have your vengeance as I'm about to have mine. They are never going to make it out of that house, David.
John, how can you be in here? How could you screw up on your bike? I never seen you screw up on anything. I'm the screw up, remember?
I never touched so delicate a blade. I have a sword too, somewhat rusted now. We men of peace are taught humility and to bear many burdens on our backs.
Well, I didn't even know her last name until I saw the article in the paper. Said she was studying journalism at college. She had a younger sister named Carolyn. I don't know why I remember everything about that article.
They were all very tired and cross.
Gang and blast, said Boggis. Whose rotten idea was this?
Bean's idea, said Bunce.